A group of Sackville residents has started a series of mending cafes. The next one meets at the Sackville Visitor Information Center on Mallard Drive on Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Patricia Kelly Spurls is one of the organizers. CHMA called her up to find out more. We started off asking the obvious question, what is a mending cafe?
It's a get-together. People bring anything that needs mending, and they can mend it themselves, or they can get some instruction or advice from other people who are there, or help. And we just sit around and, you know, work on our mending for a couple hours. Last time, I fixed, the hem of a dress and the cuffs of a shirt that were coming undone. One person was working on socks. One person had a pillow that needed some repairs. One person brought a big quilt that had, you know, some patches that were wearing out. And if you don't have any mending to do and you just want to come and hang out and maybe talk about the importance of reducing fabric waste, you know, then that's great too.
Okay, yeah. The advertisement for the event says, mending brings us into a community of care for ourselves and our planet. I wonder if you could talk about each of those, like how, you know, when you say community of care for ourselves, what do you mean by that?
When we were setting up the group, that's one of the ideas that came up, was that a lot of people are kind of, you know, just suffering in terms of their social network, you know, the years of isolation and social distancing, you know, and the shutdown in a lot of groups that were meeting in person. And we thought that it would be really good to focus on getting people together for things that, you know, aren't really like commercial transactions, you know, or aren't based on paying admission or something like that. So this is a free event that is open to absolutely everybody. You know, you don't have to commit to come every time. You don't have to be a member of a group or anything like that. You don't have to be good at mending. you know, in fact, you don't even need to have mending. You can just come and hang out while other people mend. So that's really what we're talking about in terms of, you know, like being part of a community of care, you know, like where we just, you know, work on our, you know, like just being with other people and getting to know other people and, you know, seeing different parts of the community and so on.
And in terms of the care for the planet part of things, I mean, I guess it sort of goes without saying the purpose of the mending is to, you know, repair items that might otherwise be, you know, landfill, basically, right?
Yeah, well, I guess one of the things that people have mentioned is that they're repairing things that they're actually, you know, sometimes continuing to wear, even though they need mending. And so for some people, you know, repairing your clothes is really part of caring for yourself. You know, it's like, I'm going to repair my skirt rather than every time I put it on, think, oh my gosh, I wish, you know, I had had time to fix that. My life is too busy. You know, I have to remember to do that. For other people, certainly, you know, they won't wear something and they might replace it instead, you know, and especially we're trying to cut down on the amount of, new garments that, you know, are needed and that are kind of drawn into consumption cycles. So it's not just that landfill is a problem, because it certainly is. but repairing things also reduces our need for new things. Another point that I think is really important is that I think a lot of people's consumption related to clothes, but other kinds of consumption too, you know, like consumption of books or knickknacks or whatever, a lot of people's consumption is kind of related to like wanting to fill a little bit of a void, or, you know, wanting to reward yourself for something, or wanting to kind of, you know, improve your life in somehow, you know, difficult to pin down way. And so I think that mending clothing in a social setting, you know, allows us to do those special things, you know, and engage with our creativity and, you know, address some of our material needs, but without requiring, you know, additional consumption, without using more of the earth's precious resource.
So instead of shopping therapy, it's mending therapy kind of thing.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that like mending is kind of related to, you know, like different kinds of, you know, like feeling want. So, you know, my own experience is that like sitting and mending a hem is, it doesn't just stop me from wanting another skirt, but it also, you know, it doesn't just stop me from buying another new skirt, but it also, you know, kind of addresses that sense that something in my life is missing, you know, maybe not clothes, but maybe, you know, something else.
That's Patricia Kelly Spurrows, one of the organizers behind a series of mending cafes happening in Sackville. The next mending cafe is scheduled for Tuesday, August 22nd at the Sackville Visitor Information Center on Mallard Drive from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Ads for the event say a sewing machine, iron, and iced tea will be provided, and everyone is welcome.